Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mm-hmm. from a veteran cool cat of the jazz arts. That was saxophonist, flautist, and composer Steve Schlegel. Still going strong into 2017. That was the 1997 tune Hail Bop off the CD Alto Blue. So he was born in Los Angeles and grew up in suburban Philadelphia. He received a scholarship to the Berklee College of Music and a master's degree in music from the Manhattan School of Music. He came to New York in 1976, first working with Machito and his Afro-Cuban orchestra, and he then toured and recorded with Lionel Hampton, Brother Jack McDuff, and even Carla Bley. He has performed and traveled with Woody Herman and Cab Calloway over the years, and in the mid-80s, he began leading his own combos, first with Mike Stern and then with Dave Stryker. He toured frequently worldwide during the 90s and 2000s, especially in Western Europe, Japan, South America, and Russia and Bulgaria. During the 90s, he was a lead figure in the Charlie Mingus Big Band, and over the years, he has taught at the Manhattan School of Music, Rutgers, the New School, New York University, and clinics. He is always very busy with all kinds of clinics. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Steve was full of many insights and wise understandings. He talked about the spirit of music. Have a listen.
Music is a spirit, you know. I believe any music, not just jazz, but all music is a spirit. And you have to treat the spirit the right way for it to give back to you. I think the history of jazz shows that there's some people have really called on that spirit pretty strongly. And so I like to try to continue calling it. You know.
With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has always embodied the spirit of music from the early days of Bird to the modern days of Bobby Watson giving flight to cats like Herman Mahari and Clint Ashlock, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, all full of jazz for your life to soar a little bit. So of all the legends and cool cats Steve played with over the years, he had some kind words for all of them, especially Cab Calloway III. As we hear Cab and his orchestra in 1936 with the song Love is the Reason, listen to Steve give you the reasons.
With a smile, I'd have to say the one thing they gave me was employment, and that's the most important thing. That's no joke. Each one of them was different. I especially think Cab Calloway is not recognized as a really great gentleman and leader that he was. He was one of the ones you named, one of the ones that was the most pleasant to know, and I guess you could say he had this kind of sophistication. Out there, I hope you can dig Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Steve Schlegel. Hope you're digging Dedication, my new one, and all the great music that's played on Neon Jazz. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
That was the great Canadian jazz combo of Dave Young with the Terry Promain Octet with the tune I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, off the Octet Volume 2 circa 2017. The combination of Dave and Terry gave the city a very rich texture that is smooth on the ears and easy to see why they have done so well in selling and filling venues with their combined prowess. One of the best CDs of the year, and for good reason, always coming to us from our jazz pals up north in Canada. From Boston-born jazz trumpeter and bandleader Phil Napoleon with his Memphis Five, this is the tune Millenburg Joys circa 1960, as this joyous ride through the jazz keeps on revving up here on Neon Jazz.
This is Vincent Herring from New York City, and anytime I'm in the Kansas City area, I always listen to Joe Zanino. Thank you.
That was veteran and very talented jazz saxophonist and flautist Vincent Herring with the title cut off his 2017 CD, Hard Times. And if you're wondering how he came up with such a modern and poignant name for an album in this 2017 year, we caught up with him here at Neon Jazz, and this is what he had to say about it.
And just talking about what hard times are for me and for everyone, it's just looking at the current political climate, we're almost at a war and we don't even know it. You know, the things that are going on and the restructuring of attempted restructuring of society and societal norms. It's really hard times. And if you're in tune at all politically, you know exactly what I mean. That's really what that was about.
So this kid out of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, moved to California after his parents divorced and at 11 started playing saxophone in school bands. And at 16, he entered California State University on a scholarship, and he would eventually move on to New York and see the world, performing with the likes of legends like Freddie Hubbard, Dizzy Gillespie, Louis Hayes, Art Blakey, Horace Silver, and so many others. Over the years, he has over 20 titles plus to his name as a leader and 250 as a sideman. Great to catch up with him. From the mind of hard bop pianist Cedar Walton, joined by Donald Byrd, we give you the 1967 tune Books Bossa off the LP Slow Drag. And as we get into this track, have a listen to Vincent talk about his time and knowledge gained by working with Cedar.
Before I was even ready to play with Cedar, there was people that I had to play with that got me ready for that. And to give you an example of what I mean, the first time I played with Cedar Walton, we did a week at the Vanguard. And when it was over, he said to me, well, you're not quite ready, but keep working on stuff and I'll call you again one day. You know, and that was pretty deflating, you know, to a young up-and-coming musician. It was pretty deflating. But you know what? He was absolutely right. And by the time he called me again a few years later, I was ready and could make a real contribution, a musical contribution to the band. Thank you.
Hi, this is Martina Da Silva with the Ladybugs. We just released our debut album. Thanks for listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. See you soon.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You've got me in a spin, oh what a stew I'm in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you would only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool, that is to say until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you would only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool, that is to say until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about psychology and a little more about biology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I don't know enough about you. I don't know. I don't know enough about you.
That was jazz singer Bryn Stanley with the 2017 tune I Don't Know Enough About You off the CD Classic. So over the years, she has been charming audiences on both coasts, and she is always very busy. And her dad had a love of the Beatles, and she memorized all the words to every song to learn how to sing harmony, and that's very cool. From the greatness of Martin Miller and his orchestra, this is the tune A Las Vuzen, Go Away Circa, 1960, off the LP Cole Porter Favorites, as we give you our jazz favorites here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Listen to the best in jazz from Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Gerald Cannon, thank you very much.
That was the Grammy Award-winning pianist and composer from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, Michael Camilo, with the song This Frim Fram Sauce off the 2017 Live in London CD. So he specializes in jazz, Latin, and classical piano, and he is heavily influenced by Chick Corea, Keith Garrett, Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, and even the great Art Tatum. He was born into a musical family, and these days he tours extensively and lectures in Europe, the U.S., and the Conservatory of Music in Puerto Rico. From the mind and chops of pianist, composer, arranger, record producer, music director, and even a conductor, Marty Page. This is the 1959 song, It Don't Mean a Thing, off the LP, I Get a Boot Out of You, as we always get a boot out of things around here on Neon Jazz, kids.
Ben Sidran, and you're listening to me on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was a band that named itself after an Art Blakey album, UGETSU, with the tune Back at the Sugar Shack off the 2006 CD Live at the Cellar. And speaking of hearts on sleeves, it's about time for us to scoot our final song here on this Hour of Jazz, and it comes from the Rampart Street Paraders. We bring you the 1957 tune March of the Mustangs to leave this hour in dust and in jazz style. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man for all jazz ages and verses, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.